Did you just take a second
I
bite
did. You're
before
talking.
I took my first? I thought we were taking turns here.
You thought wrong.
All right, I'm going to eat then, and you have to talk.
Wait a minute. My mouth is full. I'm a slow eater. Everybody knows that.
How do you say goodbye to something you love? You savor every moment you have with it. That's how. And that's exactly what we're doing today as we prepare to say so long to the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann, who has yet to try this delicious sandwich, even though it's been on the menu in our area for about 2 months.
Don't tell people that.
Jim, by the time this episode airs, and he's rustling because he's getting waffle fries out of his bag.
Sorry, I'm very hungry.
By the time this airs, it will be gone.
What?
Maybe forever. I don't know. We don't know.
Why?
There's a test menu item.
Just because I didn't try it?
Well, we were blessed to have this in our area, and you squandered that blessing.
Oh, wow. Well, there's so much good there, I couldn't get away from all that to try this new goodness.
No, that's true. It is really hard to order new things at Chick-fil-A because you have your thing that you love, and you want to stick with it because you know it's going to be amazing.
And at my age, you can't change.
Okay. Well, I am forcing you to try it today. I'm so mean, aren't I?
Do I have to put my fry down?
No, not yet.
Oh.
We're not going to eat it yet. Just wait. Just
okay,
wait.
Okay, okay.
I will say that Jim and I are very blessed today because...
What?
I was nervous. I thought I misordered because I got two waffle fries in my bag. And I thought, did I order two waffle fries? No, I did not. They are an extra blessing.
Chick-fil-A is amazing. They knew we wanted two of them.
I wonder, are they trying to butter us up? Are they like, they
so.
Know who we are.
Exactly. Did they say, is this for Jim, man?
Yes.
Did they say that?
Yeah, I wondered why they asked. Yeah.
I understand.
So today's going to be a great day, Jim. Chow down on those french fries all you
want.
Well,
you took forever getting here, so they're kind of lukewarm.
They're still good, though.
I'm going to sit on them for a while.
Should we go ahead and apologize? You're going to sit on them to warm them up? That's gross.
Okay.
I'm so glad we don't have to share.
I won't really, by the way.
Okay. Should we go ahead and apologize now for all the gross noises we're going to make into the microphone?
Yeah. Like, that one is Allison. It's a little grosser than mine.
It's just the swallowing and like the
yeah.
Lip smacking.
I tend to back away from the mic when I do that, but Allison's all over hers. In fact, I'm going to have to clean that mic screen off.
Yeah, you might have to. Mm. Hold on, I need a drink.
Okay, standing by. While she's drinking, I will talk about... Oh, she's done.
Oh, there's a hair on the
Oh, it's not
my
mine.
Own hair.
I counted mine.
Okay, before we jump into our pimento cheese sandwiches, I have to talk about a headline.
Okay, what did they do?
Have you heard about this, Jim? I read this in the New York Post this morning. Georgia woman accused of posing as FBI agent to get free Chick-fil-A.
It's worth it.
Okay, so she was arrested last week. And posing as an FBI agent in order to get a free meal from Chick-fil-A. Should I say her name? Or I mean, it's public record, but...
Yes.
Do we...
No,
do
we don't care.
Do that? Yeah, that's not really our thing. 47 years old, though. She was trying to rip off the fast food joint.
We okay. care about her age, but not her name.
Well, I don't know. Some people might make assumptions.
What are you saying?
Like...
Is she my age?
A senior citizen might be more likely to try to get a free meal. I'm just kidding. Okay, so anyway, here's what the report says. Okay, so when cops showed up, she stuck to her role. But when asked to show proof, the suspect said her credentials were electronic and she lacked any tangible identification. She reluctantly left the white minivan she was in after police threatened to deploy a taser. So she gets out, and then this is my favorite part. Ms. So-and-so then began to talk into her shirt like she was talking into a radio, telling someone that we were arresting her and to send some backup.
Well, that sounds legitimate to me. Whenever people talk into those shirts, I back off.
Exactly. I might start doing that, like just talk into my collar because it looks like I'm important. What do you think she was trying to get? Number one combo or?
Let me see. What's FBI quality that would cause you to do that? I've posed as a CIA agent, but never FBI.
Hmm.
Probably the salad. They're more expensive.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're ordering the salad, you're a high roller, so obviously that's what you would want for free. And if you're using points, those eat up the most points.
Yes.
We all know that.
Yes, they do. Good point.
So anyway, I thought you would like to hear that lovely story. In other news, so the honey pimento, it's a long name, honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich,
mm-hmm.
we are a test market for it.
Ooh.
So as far
Us
as
personally?
I know. Yeah. Well,
you and me?
Where we live.
Okay.
As far as I know, it's a it's been tested in the upstate of South Carolina and around Asheville, North Carolina. I'm not sure how they selected our areas for this. I'm just really glad they did.
Do you have napkins?
Yes.
I'm taking it.
I'm a mom. Of course I have napkins.
I'm assuming it's a messy sandwich because I'm already got a little on my fingers.
Uh-huh. Here's what's so remarkable about this sandwich test. So according to Chef Stuart Tracy, one of Chick-fil-A's senior culinary developers... By the way, that's a cool job right there.
Yeah.
This is the first variation of the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich they've tested as a seasonal item. Never done this before.
Mm.
Uncharted territory.
I've got the chills.
Are you checking your text messages?
Just see if there's anything more important.
Let me answer that. No. Your taste buds are about to be changed.
Yes, ma'am.
Forever, so no. So they worked on this concept for a year before bringing it out as a test item. Hello?
That's great.
A whole year it took to make this. I mean, not to like play that down, but they just slapped some pimento cheese on the original sandwich. Like, how hard is that?
And years are more precious to me now than before, so let's not waste time next time.
According to Chick-fil-A's research, 48% of consumers are interested in trying chicken entrees with new or unique flavors, and preferences for spicy flavors are growing, particularly among millennials.
Fears. I'm just kidding. I got a millennial in the house. Well, he's not in the house, but I mean, in the household.
Does your millennial like spicy food?
Not really.
I don't know. What is that? What?
Where kids that from? My wife and I, neither one of us are into spicy food, so he's probably gotten that from us.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe I should ask him. It's not a conversation that comes up. Hey, do you like spicy food, son? Want me to get him on the phone?
No, that's okay. We don't want to. He's a busy man.
Yes, he is.
All right, Jim, are you ready to try this thing?
Yeah. I was wondering if you stop talking. Jeez.
Should we eat at the same time, or do we need to, like, stagger this so it's not just, like, solid yeah. minute of us chewing?
Let's stagger.
Okay, you Who's go first.
Okay.
You haven't had it before.
That's true. What if I faint?
Please don't faint.
Okay. Here we go.
I should have saved some of my interesting, fascinating material for while you were eating, but I have nothing else to talk about.
I taste the chicken.
Okay. He's backing away from the microphones as his gift to you, so you don't have to listen to him chew. It does have jalapenos on it, which normally I do not like, but I do like it on this.
I chew slow.
Okay, that's all right.
Tell your life story.
Okay. Well, I will tell you this. On the Chick-fil-A podcast Facebook page, I asked people around here if they had tried it and what they thought of it. And our friend Kristen said, loved it. Wish it wasn't just a seasonal item. Did you just take a second
I
bite?
I did. You're talking.
Before I took my first? I thought we were taking turns here.
You thought wrong.
All right. I'm going to eat then and you have to talk.
Wait a minute. My mouth is full. I'm a slow eater. Everybody knows that. Mm. You got a little on your chin. You got a pickle on your forehead. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, finally it's getting a little hot. I guess I bit far enough in there.
Mm.
Ooh, there it is.
Have you always been a fan of pimento?
No.
Like, do you not like it? Or you just wouldn't call yourself a fan?
I wouldn't call myself a fan or the other. What would be the other?
A hater?
Yeah, I'm not a hater. But yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
As I get older, I actually like more spicy things. Is that something you do when you get older?
Yeah, because your taste buds are slowly dying.
Oh, great. I can't even taste the sandwich anymore.
So, in other words, we shouldn't let Jim be a food critic here.
Exactly.
But everything's good at Chick-fil-A anyway, so.
Yeah, and it's totally healthy, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of that, you can get this on a grilled version.
No.
And it's just as good, I think.
Why didn't you?
Pretty much.
You're trying to kill me.
So if you want to get another one in the next 3 days before it disappears, try the grilled one.
All right. When do I take a next bite?
Go ahead. I'm going to talk about our friend Ian said, turned me into a pimento cheese fan. No lie. So there you go. Raving reviews. I kind of wonder, you know, how they gauge feedback on a test item. I don't have the answer to that. I have seen online polls that you can take for certain items. So, you know, maybe they rely somewhat on that. Maybe just feedback from the operators.
They call me.
Okay, so let's say they did. What would you say?
I would say, nice little twist to the regular old chicken sandwich. I like it. Adds a little bit more flavor. It's like going to the refrigerator and getting something to put on there just to make it different. How about that?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I can live without it when they take it away from me.
Yeah, from
my cold, clammy hands.
You've always got your salad to go back on.
Exactly. There's so much to love that I won't cry over this being gone. It's not like, oh, here's finally, they got something good on the menu. Right?
Good point.
Thank you.
I love your refreshing attitude.
I'm going to take another bite.
All right, let's let him finish his sandwich while we take a quick break. Stick around.
Did you know that 93% of the people that sign up for our email newsletter are 99% better looking and 100% happier than people who don't subscribe? That's a fact. And you're thinking, wow, Jim, you must be subscribed twice. I know, I get that a lot. It's also a fact that signing up is easy. Just head to chickfilapodcast.com. And we're so sure you'll love seeing our emails in your inbox that we'll give you a free gift just for subscribing. Yeah, you heard me. Just scroll down our homepage to find this exclusive offer. So come on, what are you waiting for? Better looking? Happier? A free gift? Wait a minute. Why am I blocked? I thought I was subscribed. Oh, well, I'm sure you'll have an easier time. Just head on to chickfilapodcast.com. I'll figure this out.
Before 2020, you probably never thought you'd have a collection of face masks, but that's just the world we live in right now. We'll make your mask stash more moveless with one of our cow print face masks. Right now, we're giving one away free with every order at chickfilapodcast.com. Use the code KIDMASK for a free children's mask or coupon code ADULTMASK for a free adult mask. That's KIDMASK, all one word, or ADULTMASK, all one word, to get your free cow print face mask. This offer is available while supplies last at chickfilapodcast.com. Welcome back. I have a little surprise for you, Jim.
What?
I know.
I love surprises.
Well, I figured since this is a momentous day, you actually tried something new on the menu.
Yeah.
And you liked it, right?
Yeah, I loved it.
We both were enjoying our honey pepper pimento chicken.
Okay. Don't ask me to say
honey
it,
please. Pepper pimento chicken sandwiches. Which now, if you're listening to this, they're gone unless they come back.
Was there honey in that?
There was honey.
Where was the honey? I forgot about the honey. By the time you get through that sentence that describes the sandwich, I forgot what the first part was.
Do you remember the peppers?
Yeah.
Do you remember the pimento?
Yes.
Okay, so this honey was too subtle for you.
Yes, it was.
Okay, anyway, to mark this day, I brought you a little present.
No. Should I unwrap it?
Sure.
Okay, this is me unwrapping it through the clear wrapping. No way.
Yes way. Tell everybody what it is.
It is the Drink More Coffee Tumbler.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? Tumbler?
Yes.
There's no coffee in it.
Well, I didn't want to spill
here. That is nifty.
Get your
I
own
like
coffee.
It.
Yes. It's brand new in the My Pleasure fan shop at chickfilapodcast.com. You can get your hands on one right now.
Is this your used one?
No, it's not used.
Oh,
it's brand new.
It's pretty nifty. I like it.
I just thought you would like it. And plus, I want you to take some selfies with it, you know, since you're an influencer and all. I love
selfies.
And can you post that and tell all your friends to buy one?
Both of them?
Yeah. At chickfilapodcast.com.
I can do it.
Thanks, Jim.
No, thank you.
Enjoy it and drink more coffee. You're not caffeinated enough.
That's true. I'm only drinking one cup a day right now.
Well, now you have your cup.
Oh, this is great.
We're going to play a little game now called Menu or Menno.
Okay.
Are you excited?
What about minnows?
I'm going to tell you the name of a product, and you have to tell me whether or not it was ever a menu item at Chick-fil-A. And we're doing this because, you know, in honor of the delicious sandwich that we just ate, the...
Honey something or palmetto. There is palmetto leaves in mine.
Honey pepper pimento.
Pimento.
Honey pepper pimento.
Honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich stuff.
Maybe if it comes back, they need to rename it.
Yes. I'm tired.
It's a lot of words. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
And it starts with honey, and you didn't even know taste the honey.
I know.
Okay. So, are you ready? Cheesy bacon waffle fries. Menu or menno?
Bacon waffle. Famous. No.
Oh, no? Okay. Famous fries topped with real cheddar cheese sauce and smoked bacon bits.
I don't remember that.
That's because... it never existed at Chick-fil-A. That was actually a limited time menu item at McDonald's.
Ah, see? That's why I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't use waffle fries, obviously. They used their regular fries.
My brother.
Okay, how about this one? Loaded baked potato side. A potato rubbed in kosher salt and served with butter, cheddar cheese, bacon, and chives.
That sounds like a Wendy's thing. I don't remember them ever having it, so I'm saying no. Menno.
Sorry, wrong. This was tested in Southwest Florida in 2015. Apparently you missed that one.
Yeah, I wasn't in that area at the time.
I guess it didn't do so well because we never heard about it.
Because I love those.
Would you order a baked potato? I mean, if you're going to get potatoes, just get waffle fries, right?
Aren't they in the shape of a waffle fry?
A baked potato?
I don't know. It's hard to imagine.
Okay, how about this one? Biscuit cinnamon rolls. Biscuit dough with cinnamon butter and sugar, cut, baked, and topped with icing.
That's yes.
Menu?
Menu.
You are right.
Yes.
Woo. I should have given this to you as a prize for winning.
Yeah, here, take this back.
Okay, I'm going to take the tumbler back.
Okay, there he is.
Okay. Pretend you didn't see that. No. Why didn't I think of that? Okay, anywho. That is correct. The biscuit cinnamon rolls were tested in the mid-20-teens, but they turned out to be too complex to prepare fresh every morning, so that's why they never appeared on the regular
remember menu. That. Mm, yes. Yeah. Too much work.
Too much. Okay, how about this one? Honey peppercorn salad. It's Chick-fil-A chicken strips, feta and goat cheese, bacon and tart dried cherries, all served over arugula and mixed greens, topped with salted caramel pecans, honey peppercorn vinaigrette, and a packet of honey.
I'm tired. Oh, you're done.
I'm done. Since you're the salad guy.
Menu.
Menu is correct.
Yes.
It was tested in the spring of 2018 in D.C. and Charlotte. You remember that?
I remember hearing about it. I never had it. Why did they make it?
I don't know. It sounds delicious, but it's a lot of ingredients. Maybe it was too complicated.
Man, they're getting lazy.
All right.
Just kidding.
You are doing very well.
Yay. Maybe I'll get something out of this.
Maybe you'll win a prize. Who knows? All right. Salted caramel frappe, a decadent frothy coffee drink.
Menu.
You are right.
Yes.
Man, it was tested in Charleston and Cincinnati in 2014, but corporate ultimately decided it was before its time.
That's how they are. It'll come back.
Is it its time now?
It is. It is its time.
It's time. Bring it back.
I'll make the call.
Okay. Jim.
What?
I have a prize for you.
No way. What is
it? Because you did so awesome, you get a drink more coffee tumbler.
Thank you.
Available at chickfilapodcast.com.
First time I've seen this. And it's empty.
Why do you have to comment that it's empty every time I give it to you?
Oh, you've given this to me before?
Oh,
well,
you forgot.
There's a coffee shop on the way. out of here, I'm sure.
They'll fill that up for free at Chick-fil-A.
They will?
Just kidding.
I'll tell them you said so.
Oh, that would be funny.
Allison said so.
They're scared of you there, aren't they?
Well, they did give us free fries today, so you never know. Maybe they'll give you free coffee.
All right, I'll try it.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, Jim.
Thank you, Allison, you, right?
Yeah, chatting, laughing, eating chicken.
Oh, man, it doesn't get better than that.
We should do this more often.
You're scaring me now.
Well, thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. We don't want this to be the best-kept secret anymore, right?
That is correct.
Tell people. Spread the word. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours, especially if they have Jim's name in them.
Yeah, we'll find that one.
Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.